This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's some breaking news out of the NBA. Joel Embiid out for the season. Our breaking news music.
Break the news that he plays a full season. This seems like this is norm.
I mean, crazy what has gone on in Philadelphia. Joel Embiid now out for the season. I don't think they were going to make the playoffs anyway, but now they certainly will not. I mean, disaster.
I don't know what's left on his contract, but he can't be a max guy anymore because he just doesn't play enough.
I mean, there's no difference in the team before or after this news. Like, he has, I think he's played 16 games this season, maybe less than that. So, I mean, this is a
they're
team.
They're 1-9 in their last 10.
Yeah.
Whew. Joel Embiid is on a 3-year, $192 million deal.
We got that Duncan
money.
That's
crazy. That's crazy. He's making $51 million this year.
Is he Paul George? He stopped doing his podcast to focus more on basketball.
Winning.
Go
a
back
title.
To the podcast. Yeah, go back to the podcast. New episode dropping tonight. New episode dropping tonight.
Playoff P, post-career PG. He needs to think about the future.
Give you a quick Panthers update. Road to a repeat. That's sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Solana mentioned it. So nice win for the Cats last night. Here are the remaining 4 games on this homestand. Tomorrow, they host Calgary, 3 p.m. puck drop. Monday night, the hated Lightning are in town. It's a 7 p.m. puck drop. We're going to do the show Monday again from Amerant Bank Arena. Then Thursday night, the Blue Jackets visit, 7 p.m. puck drop. And then finally, the final game on this 5-game homestand, it's a week from tomorrow. The Buffalo Sabres are here. That'll be a 6 p.m. puck drop. Then Panthers are going to hit the road for a long 6-game road trip that won't have them back in Sunrise till the end of March. So, got 4 games left on this homestand. See the Cats. Let's do 15 minutes of heater headlines. Let's do headlines real quick with Solana. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
So Joel Embiid out for the season. That is the big news. Tonight, the Miami Heat, they're in action. They get the Pacers at the Kaseya Center, 8 p.m. They also play Sunday Hawk. By the way, Heat Knicks is Sunday at 6 p.m.
Mm.
Heat versus
right.
Knicks, 6 p.m. on Sunday. Tonight, no Benedict Mathurin. He's out for the Pacers with a wrist sprain. And I also saw TJ McConnell is questionable tonight for the Pacers. Thank goodness, because he is a Heat killer.
All right, you want to do 15 minutes of Heat then? I'll break up the headlines here so I can give you some lines for tonight. You want to give us a little 15 minutes of Heat, Solana?
Ladies and gentlemen, stand up and make some noise for 15 minutes of Heat.
It's brought to you by my friends at Hollywood Kia. Get the star treatment right now at Hollywood Kia. They're the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online, hollywoodkia.com.
Heat tonight are 3.5-point underdogs at home to the Pacers. I'm going to guess the over-under for Bam tonight. I'll start with Bam Crowder.
18.5.
19.5. Very close. 19.5. How about Tyler Hero?
23.5.
Solana?
25.5.
25.5 is the number. Andrew Wiggins?
About, he's all around Bam to me. 19.5.
20.5.
Yeah.
20.5. Khalil Ware, 11.5. Davion Mitchell, 8.5. No numbers, no props for Duncan. Why is that?
I was just about to say, like, after last game, man, we need to get Duncan some damn minutes and shots. I'm sounding like Hawk now, but that's our spark.
My guess, it's 4:15 right now. My guess is closer to game time, not till 8 p.m. tonight, the tip-off, right?
Correct.
Closer to game time, you're going to get props for more players, and I'm assuming Duncan will be one of them. Is he questionable or anything, Solana?
I just double-checked in case I missed something. He's not on the injury report. Here's what I'll say, though. Duncan's going to get minutes. That really hasn't been the issue. It's not that he doesn't play. It's just been up and down.
He's
been
36 minutes on
because on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
But he also hit 4 or 5 to start the game in the first half. Like, you ride that guy. It's a question of, hey, is he going to be able to hit shots? The Pacers are another one of these teams. They try to outscore you. They put up a lot of points. So if you feel like, hey, the Heat kind of tapped into something the other day offensively, and they're going to go back to Duncan Robinson again, which I do feel, by the way, then if there are Duncan props, and it's reasonable, 12.5, 13.5.
I mean, how could you not go back to him?
Yeah.
And I'm fine with no Burks. I don't need to see him. Jaime Jaquez Jr. Will kind of said it. I don't know. Somebody said he's having a sophomore slump thing. Like, he doesn't look like he did when he was last year.
What about Terry Rozier, though? Are you really? Because he's got DNP'd 2 games in a row.
Yeah.
Are we really done with seeing him at all? There's no chance he can shoot himself out of a slump.
No.
Is one of Arison's boats leaving this afternoon? We can put him on a boat and send him to the Bahamas. I don't need to see Terry Rozier.
Really, you are completely done, both of you, with Terry Rozier.
I don't need to see him. Honestly, I don't.
I'm not completely done with Terry Rozier. I think Terry Rozier is going to get another opportunity to come in some game, because at some point, like I told you guys yesterday, Davion Mitchell isn't going to hit 5 for 5 from 3 ever again. Duncan is going to have his 1 for 4 game, and Spo's going to get sick of him, short leash, because he does that. And Haywood's going to go 0 for 4 in a game, and Spo's going to say, okay, Terry, let's go. Another opportunity. But, Hawk, can he shoot himself out of a slump? No, because we're 54 games into the season or 55 games into the season. Like, that's not a slump. He's had a really bad year. He just has. So, can he have one more good game or a couple decent games where he gives you 12, 14 points? Yeah, but is he going to do that consistently? No chance.
I would rather want Alonzo Mourning to suit up than to see Terry Rozier do that little dumb hop back three that he tries all the time.
Kyle Lowry in a first-round pick to Charlotte.
Well, Kyle Lowry was fine because you were getting rid of that contract.
I mean, that was $30 million. That would have been off the books last offseason.
True.
You haven't seen enough of the James Harden shot that James Harden can only hit that Terry thinks he can hit, and he's never – if he hops back to that three-point line with that double-foot thing, I'm going to go crazy.
I'm just saying, you give up a first-round pick and you're going to DNP a guy now game after game like that. Like, that's one of the worst trades of all time.
Oh, that was terrible. Like you said, we dumped the Kyle Lowry, and Kyle Lowry, we were joking about him. His over-under was 4 in games, but I know. I Terry's is a half.
Let's see what his is tonight. I don't even know where he is. Where is he? Philly?
Philly.
Do they play tonight?
I don't know. Probably because Joel Embiid was...
Just about everybody's playing tonight.
Yeah. No.
Oh, they played Jimmy Butler in Golden State. Oof. No props. Vegas does not know what to do with this Sixers... Warriors game because Joel Embiid's out for the season and they're looking for Kyle Lowry to pick up the slack. They got to figure out what the props are going to be.
So just quickly back to this Kyle Lowry thing. Are you saying we have to try it again?
The game's tomorrow. It's not tonight. Okay. That game's tomorrow.
Are you saying with Terry we have to try it again because we did put assets into him, or you're saying that you think Terry can go do something?
I don't know if I'm ready to pull the plug on him completely out of getting a minute on the floor because you brought him in to be, I don't want to say a Steph Curry scorer, but I mean, you gave up a first round pick. He has not played here a complete season. I don't know how late into the season they acquired him last year.
It was late January last year, and remember, he got hurt. He wasn't even available for the playoffs. He had that neck injury late in the season.
We're just going to pull the plug on it 50 games in? I mean, he's terrible. I'm not arguing that. He's been terrible.
I don't think Terry Rozier is a bad player, but this season, I mean, it's been really, really bad. He's shooting 40%, 39% on the year. And it got really bad when the Heat were going through that slump. I mean, he was the guy. Like, hey, Terry, we need scoring.
Couldn't hit anything.
Go out. Give us scoring. He's had two, maybe three games this season where he's produced. That's it.
So who is he? It would be Mitchell. Davion, that would be the minutes he gets because I don't want Tyler off the court. Now, Duncan, I'm thinking Duncan's that guy. What other guard? I could have to – he's taking it from Davion Mitchell? And to Huck – Solana, I know Davion's not a 20-point-a-night guy, but – Terry's not a 20-point-a-night guy either, and he doesn't even play that great a defense.
He was supposed to be, though. That's why you gave up a first-round pick. He was a 20-point scorer when the Miami Heat traded for him in Charlotte and had been for quite some time.
Looter in a riot.
Yeah.
But
Hawk, the idea there, because I'm with you, looter in a riot. Charlotte has never been good. He was leading them in scoring, but the idea is, okay, but you add him to a team who's great. He doesn't have to score 20. But you're going to maximize Terry.
Give us 15.
Give us 14, 15 tonight. Have that 120, 25-point game every now and then. Hasn't worked.
Pascal Siakam, 21.5 tonight is for the Pacers. Tyrese Halliburton, 19.5. Miles Turner, 15.5.
What's Tyrese Halliburton double-double? If you can find, let's see here.
Tyrese Halliburton double-double -105.
Yeah.
Bam's -110.
If Bam gets a double-double tonight, he passes Ronnie Cicely for the most double-doubles in Heat franchise history.
Wasn't he angry Wednesday that he didn't get the double-double? Didn't he get pulled with like 50 seconds ago? He was one away.
He had one rebound away. He had 3 rebounds entering the fourth quarter. 6 rebounds in the fourth. He was one away, and Spo took him out with 40 seconds left.
Come on,
Spo. I'm looking at some of the Heat trades recently. That's got to be the worst one for the first round pick.
Easy,
yeah.
Because what was it? Max, they traded Max Strus, but that wasn't a player. Victor Oladipo.
Yeah,
they got KZ Akpala.
Did I get sentelled that Victor Oladipo is looking to make a comeback and the Heat were the favorites?
I don't think so. No, I didn't see that the Heat were the favorites. Yeah. I think it was legit that he was coming back.
Wasn't sure.
Trevor Ariza. We acquired Trevor Ariza through trade. He was way better than Scary Terry.
Bro, Trevor Ariza.
Terry's not scary. Trash. Let's just switch. Let's stop the Scary Terry thing.
Right,
we
got
to find another name.
Scary, no. Terrible.
I'm cool with that because, yeah, there's nothing scary about him. No team sees Terry come off the bench and gets fear in their heart.
Knicks are the favorite. If Victor Oladipo were to come back, Knicks are the favorite minus 125. That was a couple days ago.
Gary Turrible.
All right, anything else in the headlines?
The Marlins were in action. Jimmy, what was the Marlins score? It was gone. All right, let me know when you find it. I thought you were watching the game. Right now, other than the Miami Heat, we have the Panthers who won yesterday. They're back in action, as Hawk mentioned, and Matthew Stafford is staying with the L.A. Rams.
Marlins lost 7-2 to the Braves.
All right. I think Sandy was pitching today.
That is correct.
How
did he give up those runs? You know?
No idea.
Well, click. Right. You have the box score right there. Click it. No, I'll show you how to. I'll do it in the commercial break. The Raptors. The Raptors.
Jimmy, you're the biggest sports fan on this show. You don't know how to look at a box score?
No, he really
or
doesn't.
Solana called it the box score.
Is that a computer, Jimmy?
I've got it here. Hold on, let's see. Sandy, two innings pitched, gave up two hits, no earned runs, struck out three.
Nice.
That's a
good outing.
Yeah.
See how my boy Matt Mervis did. I didn't get any. Action today.
Listen what they have these travel baseball tournaments do on a Friday night. 6 p.m. game and an 8 p.m. game. I won't be home till 11 o'clock, 11:30 at night watching 13U baseball. It's ridiculous.
I mean, you're sitting there in a wheelchair. Who cares?
And now what happens when I wheel up to the field? Everybody with the question.
Are they going to be able to see you at the concession stand? A hot dog. Huh? We're getting pranked,
man. I kill that candy, man. These baseball tournaments are sure gonna give me diabetes.
Really? You got the candy at the concession stand?
They have all the good candy. They got the Airheads, they have the Nerds, the Skittles, they have all the good stuff.
Gotta get popcorn, Little League popcorn. That's the other, they give it in that little bag.
It's pre-made though. I like the fresh popped. I don't want if your bag's already sitting there, I want to see the pour into the bag.
I was thinking about doing that this summer with DJ. You know how we used to do Hockman's Food Court and we would go challenge different places, but a little too, people don't have that kind of attention span. Visit three different places and the french fries or whatever. It's got to be quick. I'm thinking about narrow casting it and just doing popcorn. Almost like Portnoy who does pizza. I'm not putting up, I'm just giving you a rating of the popcorn. So you go to a movie theater, I'll tell you how the popcorn is. Yeah, some of these Targets, they've got popcorn. Yeah, there's an airport, sometimes they got popcorn. Yeah, Little League concession, that's a good popcorn spot.
But there has to be a constant if this is a science project. Like, is there salt allowed? Is it just straight out the thing, butter? What about the extra butter? Can you put butter on it?
Put on whatever you want.
But then if you pop butter and salt on it, it's going to taste better than a dry popcorn kernel.
Maybe to you, maybe not to me.
Caramel?
Caramel.
You can put caramel on there?
You can put
the orange cheese.
Popcorn. I love cheese popcorn.
With the orange cheese, that's... Boy,
like
that's
I'll rate all. Like, it won't just be fresh-made popcorns. It'll be microwave popcorns. It'll be smart food, all the popcorn, kettle corn.
There's that purple bag, the sweet and salty purple bag. That's delicious.
Oh, nobody likes that.
There's one with a little Buddha on the front, little bald-headed man on the front. That's pretty good.
No, you're thinking of Pirate's Booty?
I'm not thinking of no damn Pirate's Booty.
Hawk, I follow a guy though that he does that. Like,
oh really?
He not popcorn specifically, but he makes content with every meal, but he's not doing anything other than, hey, I bought a burrito from this place, I'm gonna tell you how it tastes. So it's like burrito reviews part 73. He goes to a place, he eats the burrito.
Well, I'm just doing popcorn.
There's a little slow boy that does it. No. Is it him?
I don't know if you can say that.
Yeah.
No, for real. Like, can he play? Like, he understands it. Everybody knows it. Like, he plays into it. He talks about it. Is it him?
No. You no.
Sure.
This guy. No. This guy is
sure he's in on it.
I swear, Little Chan shows him to me on it on TikTok, whatever it's called.
No.
Hmm.
No, this guy's like a. I think he's a, like he works in media. I don't know, but I can't get enough of this guy just scarfing down burritos. I don't know why.
Some of these guys are great. I cannot get enough of what Solana sent me yesterday. This guy, he's eating all 465 menu items at Cheesecake Factory this year. So he's like, I went to Cheesecake Factory three times this week. He goes, $408 for my three visits. I got this. He's like, I had this. And he goes, inexplicably, I lost 2.5 pounds this week. So nothing makes sense. I love that. I thought that was great.
That guy, that's the same guy that ate nothing but Costco hot dogs for a month or whatever, or a week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the same guy. He's good.
Well, I'm doing popcorn. Don't steal that, Jimmy.
I won't.
All right.
Your weather from the DeBesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. By the way, Crowder, great reaction video on Instagram. Really love that latest one.
What was his?
What'd I do?
Reaction video of other people like grilling, where he's just making, he's like roasting people who messed up their grilling, like their meats in a grill.
Hold up. I wish I'd have put your ass on the video.
I was going to say, wait till he gets a load of you at Evening's Delight.
You know you make it the next video, Solana.
Holy mackerel. You are going to be a viral sensation.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I'm a little ticked off because, like, Evening's Delight, like, they've been posting videos of Gino cooking from that event. They haven't posted one of me over the top of the grill from that event.
Right. Well, when they do a first aid video, they're going to show you cutting the bread.
I was over there, and they were like, hey, man, we can't wait. It's in Davie on 84. It's like, you know, right east of University. It's right at the end of – it's a beautiful showroom. I was over there with Asia, and Chaz was home that day because he said his stomach hurts. He just lies now. He's 4 years old, so he got to stay home. And they were like, we would love to see you and Gino cook next to each other. We think that would be cool. Gators, Canes, you know, ex-ball players. And then – like at the end, he was like, do you think we should bring Solana back into the fold? Because he really doesn't know what he's doing. And I was like,
and he's a danger to himself. Sometimes you have to protect people from themselves.
It's kind of funny that he literally does not know how to even like heat up meat. Like, do you know how a microwave works?
It's just not true. Like, I'm just being so misrepresented.
Solana,
and really, it's Hawk's fault.
You
could it's really not. Hawk's fault.
You couldn't. You couldn't light the coals. That was a conversation.
True. It's not that I couldn't light the coals.
A piece of bread.
It's not true. The bread was cut perfectly, Solana. And the people loved our food.
But
they
you
loved
cut
it
to you laid it on your stomach and cut towards your navel. Like you don't know how to do things.
Bro, people are texting in on this popcorn thing. I think I'm onto something here. Somebody says, "Does popcorners count?" Yeah, popcorners are great.
Oh, those little squares?
Yep. I think they're trying.
No, yeah. Those are nasty. One of the airlines give those out. I don't.
I love those. Somebody says bowling alley popcorn is underrated. Yeah. I'll go rate that.
Do they make it fresh?
Well, that's part of the fun, I think.
Just the toss up of has it been here for 4 hours or not?
Remember the guy who was on the grill with Gino was making popcorn on the grill.
On the grill. Yeah, that was unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was that's so good.
That's the next level. Yeah, I can't even do
that. Well, that's who you're up against, Crowder.
So good.
Like, Gino Toretta is bringing professionals out there to grill. We'll see. We'll see you with your raggedy-ass setup, how you do. We'll see. We'll see.
Solana, I know one thing. I'll be able to get the fire lit.
The fire was lit. The food was cooked.
At least my meat will be warm.
The fire was lit.
The fire was lit because Daniel saw you struggling and lit the fire.
It's not true. I lit the fire.
I watched it.
I lit the fire.
I watched it.
Okay.
But I did say, I said, bring Solana back. We need some comic relief.
You're going to be in a wheelchair. That's all the comic relief.
I'll still cook better than you.
Bet.
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 Man, do you have
how
a
are you gonna
short
warm
memory,
me?
Solana? You have such a short memory.
I can't turn down a competition, Hawk. It's a major flaw of mine. I can't. Bet, Crowder, right now. Let's go.
What are you you're going to cook?
I'm taking a blowtorch to light the coals, so I'm good.
You get a gas. You want a gas grill? Because they're just tick, 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 and it'll light up.
Yeah, that's what I use.
Just stop at Culver's. Bring over a couple of burgers.
That's what you should do. Uber Eats into the cooking competition.
That's what you should do.
Take it out.
Uber Eats in some Outback Steakhouse.
Throw it on a plate. Say this is mine.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866.
Your grill top. There's a blooming onion. Like inexplicably.
Now that would be funny.
That would be funny. Everybody gather around. How did he do that? It's a blooming onion.
Add a grill off to have all fried food. And just that would be genius.
Pizza. An ice cold milkshake.
ice cream popsicles.
This guy's a magician on the grill.
He made a popsicle on a barbecue grill.
Sushi. Sushi boat.
Voila.
Gather around, everybody. I call this sashimi.
Oh, boy. My man, Solana. He's my boy, Solana.
I hope you break your hand so you can't even wheel your
Bro, Stephen Hawking could grill better than you.
And in second place, Stephen Hawking. Thank you.
And what is the guy place, with the little shorts on doing?
Third place, Solana, once again.
He has no idea.
The guy from Traeger was next to me at the booth. The way he described me to Gino and his friends is how Crowder was describing the guy from TikTok. The little slow fellow.
Oh, hey, Hawk, it's cute you brought your little buddy out here and gave him a chance.
No, but seriously, I'll smoke you on the grill. I'm not even kidding. I'm not. I'd be willing to bet. I'll bet.
Go over the night before and get things together.
M&M's.
Inter Miami, they play at the Houston Dynamo on Sunday at 7 p.m. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE.
Sara Lee pound cake.
Next dish, Pringles.
Partly cloudy.
Anybody in the mood for combos?
75 degrees.
And what did Solana make over here at the grill? Bubble yum.
What?
Yum.
With the paper? With the paper.
Tonight it'll be in the 70s. That is your weather.
Wax straws filled with little juice. Gino Toretta, what are you making? Oh, a skirt steak with a very nice marinade. Crowder, oh, ribs. Whatever. Solana, what are you making? Cadbury eggs.
The pixie stick. Here you go, fellas. How do you want your Cadbury eggs? Medium, medium rare.
Bro, my meat was fire. It was good.
Oh, funny. How do you take your gummy worms?
Pittsburgh medium. I want them charred.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I ordered one in February and didn't get it until
what month?
What month was it?
February.
Huh? What?
February.
Hawk and Crowder.